morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zima, coming to you one last time from Fargo, North Dakota. I wrapped up my parish mission last night, going to be heading on a plane, coming back to Philadelphia later today. Let's kick off today's show with prayer. I got some great things happening on the program. I'll tell you about it right after the prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. Father, thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together to talk about you and to be in your presence right now on this radio program. Father, we ask you to help us with the struggles that we may be facing, with the challenges that lie ahead of us today. Grant us the grace that we need to make it through the day, and help us, give us the strength to be able to share you with those around us. Father, we ask you to speak through us here on the program today. May your words go forth from our lips, and we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right, thanks for tuning in today. Coming up on the show, we're going to be joined by our friend Tony Agnese, who will be sharing the details of a homeless Bible study that he led. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is such a great concept. He led a Bible study for homeless people. Tony's going to be reflecting on that. Also, Father Mark Mary from EWTN will be joining us. Father is the host of the newly revised Life on the Rock that's recently debuted on EWTN TV. Father Mark's going to be with us as well. Back in the studio, my right-hand man is here, Mr. Dave Parker. Howdy, brother.
Howdy, partner. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good morning. Hey, when you said, I saw on your message right before the show, said, howdy. I'm thinking, what, did you buy a spread out there, partner?
Not quite.
Stay in that North Dakota land? Okay.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you. Boy, you know, there's a little bit of a chill in the air here. It was in the 30s yesterday in the morning, but it's got beautiful, got up into the 60s. Mm-hmm. But I am getting out of here in the nick of time because they tell me they do get snow in October here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious to get back home.
Yeah, well, saddle up and get that horse moving, okay?
Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is Fearless Frank with us in the studio?
Yes, he is.
Good morning.
It looks like.
Hey, man. How are you?
All right. You know, we get everybody woken up now. Good morning, Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Tune on in. All right.
I know, exactly. Yeah, but it's going to be great to be back home, guys, with you for the rest of the week so we could celebrate our anniversary in person. You know,
that's
I'm still
right.
thinking Absolutely. About 1 year of. 1 year of Spirit in the Morning. That's a lot of shows, guys.
It is.
It is. And hopefully we get the chance to go to Turning Point tomorrow and have breakfast after the show and, you know, have a chance to hang out together.
Yeah.
That is very nice of you, Frank. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a lot. Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
No, I was going to say, going back, I mean, a lot of shows and then, like, a lot of dark driving.
Yeah, but you know what? Kind of also,
you know, especially for you, Gary. Yeah.
Very early on, we actually went to breakfast at Perkins and, like, we had, like, you know, met and talked about a lot of what
that's
we were
right,
going
we
to
did.
Do. Yeah, and so that's why, like, I was like, oh, we have to go out to breakfast because it kind of has been, like, this part of this show
Absolutely.
In how we developed it, how we talked through mm-hmm. what was going to change, what we were going to continue and how it evolved over the course of this past year. And that to me was the most fascinating part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to say a lot of good things came out of that over that breakfast and some other times we went to Perkins. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marty Rotella, his first time here after the show was beautiful. So, I mean, yeah, we do a lot over breakfast. Good ideas. You know, we can relax.
Well, if people look back, the show wasn't originally going to have interviews. Now we have two interviews a day, you know.
Yeah. Right,
and,
right.
You know, it was going to focus more on the music and, like, you know, the music is a key part of the show mm-hmm. and we built some structure around the show. You know, so there was this evolution that occurred over the course of the past year. And I think nowadays we have a really good show and it's something that we can all be proud of. So, you know, I think, you know, both of you should really sit back and go, you know what, we did this. And, you know, it's a lot of, you know,
thank you,
good things.
Thanks, Gary.
But it's
thank you, Frank, that, and you too, Frank. You're a big part of this too.
Yeah. But the other thing that's interesting for today's show is we're starting to talk Bible study and, like, you know, one of the things we just made a schedule change this past weekend. We moved Great Adventure, which used to play in the middle of the night. Well, still plays in the middle of the night.
Right.
Now we have it at 6 p.m. on Sunday, which is all about Bible study. And
perfect.
So, you know, one of those things that, you know, people could now do. One of the things, like, as I listened to the show and as I was making this change, I was like, what a great time to do a Bible study, a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Listen to the show for an hour from 6 to 7, you know, and then, you know, have your own Bible study.
Very nice. Very nice. And Gary, what you said about Tony Agnese, wow, what a concept that is. You're right.
Yeah,
and
I can't wait to talk to him about that.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly. I can't wait to talk to him about that. You know, guys, one of the things that I have learned, and I really put this into practice last night at my parish mission, is to trust the Holy Spirit and to really let him work. And from the beginning, I've been asking the Holy Spirit, as I know you guys have too, what should we do? Where should this show go? How should, you know, who should we book on the program? What should we say? And when you do that, when you really let the Holy Spirit loose in your life, we've been talking about that. A lot of guests we've had on the show have talked about the power of the Holy Spirit. When you start doing that, amazing things happen. Last night, I scrapped my entire talk, and I jotted down a couple notes on a Post-it note because I felt the Holy Spirit was moving me in a different direction. I asked some of the people who are local musicians who play at the church if they could learn a couple songs. And man, the Holy Spirit put together a great mission last night.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And I could just sit back and watch him work. It's incredible what he wants to do in our lives if we just give him the okay.
Gary, I'm still reeling at, like, you called an audible.
I do it more and more.
I know that. I'm just
kidding. I've had an influence on you, Gary.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. You do that. Oh, yeah. I mean, what am I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking back on the many times we asked Frank something. Hey, could we ever do this, like, 6 months in the future? He said, let's do it now.
Yeah.
But we're on the air.
Yeah, really.
Well, let's do it.
Really? What's stopping us? No, Gary, I think that was seriously, that's very nice. And so how'd it go? It went well?
Went well. Really well. A lot of people were drawn closer to the Lord throughout this mission. So, and it's not me. It's just really letting the Holy Spirit work.
Amen, brother.
And he does a much better job than I ever could.
Well, you do a fantastic job. And another thing I'm thinking about, Frank mentioned we weren't going to have all these guests, but you lining up the stellar guests, you know, some well-known on the network, some not, first time here, you know, on our air and new to us. And it was so nice. And we're going to go forward with that. I think you've done a yeoman's work.
Well, you know what? It's just the inspiration. I ask the Holy Spirit, who should I get? And I just get a feel for certain people. The criteria is that if I think this person coming on the show could bring our listeners closer to Jesus Christ or inspire them in any way, that person's going to be on the show. Now, tomorrow, I do want to mention, we have a guest that we've never had on before, Dr. Paul Kangor. Mm-hmm. He is a nationally known author. He has written about President Reagan. He's a Reagan scholar. He also has written about St. John Paul II. He's coming to town to speak at a Fatima concert. We have a conference. We have Dr. Paul Kangor on the program tomorrow. He has done the circuit. He's done
he's
a lot
great.
Of national shows.
Yeah, he is.
You know, you guys know.
Oh
him?
Yeah.
Oh, know of him? Does he hail from Western Pennsylvania?
I believe he does. He's from Pennsylvania.
And I'm not mistaking him with somebody else, because I went to school in Western Pennsylvania, and I think he has taught or teaches at another college out there.
He does teach at a college in Pennsylvania. The name of it escapes me at the moment.
Is it Grove City? I don't know. We'll have to look that up. That's
it
a
might
trivia
be.
Question.
It might be. But this guy...
Wow, you are such filled with such useless facts, Cliff. Cliff,
but that name,
you are our personal Cliff Clavin.
He is. But Frank, you know, Frank, here's the thing.
No.
When we have time to kill, Dave Parker is the go-to guy, right?
I mean... I knew I was hired for a reason to do some fill and some color. Come on, guys. All right. But I'm so impressed by Dr. Kangor. That's why.
I've heard him interviewed a few times. I like him a lot.
He's really good. He's going to have some insights for us on the program tomorrow. But this is an idea of how the Holy Spirit can work through us and God willing, we'll continue to work through us. All right, let me do a quick look at the weather, guys, before we do the gospel. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, where I will be very soon, 67 degrees. Today, showers likely, but that's going to be mainly after 2 a.m. Otherwise, we'll have a high near 75. Tonight, more showers with a low around 59. Thursday, a chance of showers. Cloudy with a high near 66 otherwise. So that's your look at the weather. Today's gospel, this is a quick one, but I think it's such an important one. Oftentimes we wonder, how is it that I should pray? What's the right way to pray? Well, that's addressed in the gospel today from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Jesus was praying at a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" A little bit of a variation on the familiar words, but the concept is the same. Jesus gives us advice on how to pray. Mm-hmm. We can't just brush off formal prayers like the Our Father. There is a lot in some of those formal prayers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And right? It is the core prayer. I mean, this is how, I mean, if we don't say anything else, we should all know the Our Father, you know? And this is a variant of it, as you say. And it's beautiful, but it captures it all. You know.
It does. So just remember that the Lord gave us these words, and this is how we are to pray. We're to address our Father, and we're to ask for what we need, and we also have to forgive. I mean, these are the things we can't forget. Oftentimes, we forget the importance of forgiving those who trespass against us, and also to pray to be delivered from the temptations that we're going to face every day. Every one of us will have so many temptations, and we have to pray for that grace to be able to overcome those temptations. And David Frank, this is not fluff. This is not something you would read on a greeting card. And often we think of, oh, yeah, prayer, it's just like a way to hope for good things and everything will be okay. No, prayer is legitimate. When we pray, something happens. We need to remember that. We can't brush off prayer. It's incredibly important.
Amen. Amen, Gear. So, hey.
I'm fired up.
You
I'm
are.
Fired
I
up, man.
And
yes, sir.
Well, we're coming up on break, so talk to you on
so
the
I have
other
to be
side.
Quiet? I refuse to be quiet. I have to keep speaking.
Well, I'm going to cut you off then, brother. After you close, brother, go.
That's what I love about you, Dave. When we come back, Tony Agnese, stay tuned.
I would never do that.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 11th. Today we celebrate Pope St. John the 23rd. Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli got a simple start in life in 1881 as the firstborn son of a farming family in northern Italy. Following his ordination in 1904, he filled a series of increasingly challenging church posts. These included service as a papal diplomat in World War II, when then-Bishop Roncalli helped save an estimated 24,000 Jews. Later as Pope, he sought to help resolve the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1962, 4 years into his papacy, John convened the Second Vatican Council. Its purpose was not to focus on errors, but to let some fresh air in. The refreshing breezes continued to circulate in his encyclicals, which focused on church unity, social justice, and world peace. He also promoted dialogue with Protestant and Orthodox Christians, Muslims, and Jews. People of goodwill around the world mourned John the 23rd's death in 1963. He was beatified in the year 2000 and canonized by Pope Francis in 2014. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Getting your daily dose of vitamin Z. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's Oh Lord, the latest from Lauren Daigle. The time right now is 7:18. I'm Gary Zimak. Thanks for joining us today on the program. We're joined now by our good friend Tony Agnese. You can find him online at TonyAgnese.com. He's a storyteller. He's an author. He's a blogger. He's a radio host. Tony does it all. He's here to talk a little bit about a Bible study for the homeless. This is an incredible concept, and I can't wait to explore this. Hey, brother, how are you today?
Gary, great to hear your voice. I'm doing really good. I'm rooting on my Cleveland Indians tonight against those New York Yankees, those bad guys.
All right. Listen, I'm not a Yankees fan, so I'm with you. I'll be a Cleveland fan tonight, my friend.
There you go. You know, it was several years ago, and I had someone sent me some photographs that reminded me. But there's an organization here in our area that feeds the homeless around one of the big downtown churches, St. Bernard's. And every Friday night we would go down and set up, and we would feed somewhere between 300 and 400 people, wow, homeless or people that are just really were down on their luck. And the school there at this old church had been condemned. There was no school going on there, and they let us use that, and we distributed tents and toilet paper and things that the folks might need. And one of my buddies at the Springtime of Hope said, "Tony, why don't you do a Bible study?" And I, you know, who would come to a homeless Bible study? I prayed over it, and I said, "Okay, I'm going to do it." And I showed up the next week with my Bible in hand, prepared to talk about 1 Corinthians 10:13. And sure enough, there were a couple of guys with their tattered Bibles that would sit down, and we began a Bible study. And this was right at the beginning of Advent. So every week we went through John the Baptist, yes, and Mary's, yes, and Joseph's, yes. And we talked about the birth of Jesus right almost through the entire winter. And we're talking about cold snow on the ground, fire burning to keep us warm, and doing this Bible study. And the verse that came to mind was, "God is faithful and will not let you be tried beyond your strength, but will provide with the trial a way out so that wow, you'll be able to bear it." This is a piece of scripture that many of these homeless people know by heart. As I began to recite this scripture, they said it out loud from memory. The fact that God is not going to try us beyond our strength and is going to give us a way out is one of the things that helped them sustain their homelessness. And, you know, Gary, when we think, you and I, who go home to a home at night, mm-hmm, when we think that our problems are too great to bear, the same piece of scripture should speak to us, that God is not going to try us beyond our strength. You know, Mother Teresa used to say, "You must think I'm pretty strong, huh, because he's trying me all the time."
Yes, but, exactly.
But it's going to provide a way out for us, and so that you'll be able to bear whatever is going on in your life at this time. I learned that from homeless people on the streets, that this faith that God is going to get me through is what sustained many of them, and a lot of them through the entire winter. Imagine living in a tent or in the hallway of a parking deck or in the doorway of the church with snow and cold and so forth, but understanding that God would get them through. Several of the people that were in that homeless Bible study I remained friends with. One of them, Keith, he had three things he wanted in life, Gary. He wanted mm-hmm. to become Catholic. Now, this is a young a black former minister. He wanted to become Catholic. The second thing, he wanted to find a job. And then the third thing, a place to live. Mm-hmm. That Easter time, right after Easter, I ran into him, and he had become Catholic at Easter through the RCIA program. One of the guys in Springtime sponsored him. He had a job, and at that point had just been in a small little room, not an apartment, just a room that he had rented for just a couple of weeks, and was just so thankful to God that he had these things that many of us take for granted. You know, where we worry yeah. that we don't have the latest version of the iPhone, he worried that he didn't have toilet paper. You know, when we worried that we weren't able to go on a wonderful vacation, he worried that he hadn't had a shower because there was no water available or no hot water available. So these are the humbling things that help us understand that people are going through things much worse than we've ever gone through, and that the Lord is getting them through them or gets them through, and if we have faith, the Lord will get us through any problem we have as well.
Tony, I'm sitting here listening to your words. This is such an incredible message that homeless people are hanging on to these words of Scripture and believing them and getting hope because of these words, believing that the Lord will really give them what they need. How do we really, I mean, it's one thing to, many of us are familiar with that verse and so many other verses in the Bible, But how do we really put that into practice so that we can truly believe it? Because, you know, a lot of times we'll look at a verse like that and say, yeah, but he's not giving me this. But in reality, he does give us exactly what we need, not necessarily what we want, though.
Well, you know what? You just hit the key right there, Gary. You're right on with the key to this. The Lord is going to provide for our needs, not what we want at that particular time, but what we need. And he's going to get us through. And sometimes until you get through a problem, you don't realize the help that the Lord has given us along the way. We expect it to work out in a certain way, you know, the way we have intended it. And when the problem finally does work out and we look back, we go, you know, the Lord had a better way of doing this than I did. And I just need to remain faithful. I think that really is the overriding message. If we truly believe that the Lord will help us and we put our problems in his hands. You know, a week ago, the gospel talked about anxiety, and I know you've written much on anxiety. Don't be anxious and everything. Just give it to God, and he will provide for us.
Right. You know, Tony, another thing that hits me when I hear you tell about this story is you went into this helping, wanting to help others, giving of yourself to help these homeless people. But you got so much more out of it than you put in. I think that's really great how the Lord operates sometimes. We think that we're giving of ourselves, but yet he, in his generosity, is giving so much back to us.
That is absolutely the fact. And I think that's the reason why we need to, you know, we need to activate Matthew 25 and feed the hungry and clothe the naked and so forth. The reason is, it sounds great that we are the service provider and they are the service recipient. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Wow.
We are in a kinship with each other. And whatever I give, I'm going to get back many times over. That's the part that we don't realize. Mother Teresa says the thing that keeps us from peace is we don't realize that we belong to each other. And that in belonging to each other, we get back as much as we give. That's how the Lord works. It's amazing how much you get back. When people are down and they're having problems and so forth, and all they talk about are their own problems, you know what I tell them, Gary? You need a ministry. You need to get out.
Wow.
You need a ministry. You need to get out and work with people, because then you will see the power that the Lord has of giving back to you. He's never going to try us beyond our strength. Understand that. And that he's going to provide us a way out, and that we'll be able to bear it. Boy, they clung to those words at the homeless Bible study.
Great message for us, brother. I want to thank you for once again gracing us with your presence. Tony, we are just about out of time. Can you remind us how we could find out more about you, listen to your podcast, and maybe invite you out to speak at our parishes?
Oh, it's just TonyAgnesi.com, T-O-N-Y, Tony Agnesi, A-G-N-E-S-I.com. Book's coming out next week. It's called
Next Week?
A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life. And it's 75 stories, all with some reflections at the end. It's great for Bible studies or men's groups and so forth. I'm really excited to get it out.
There's
a lot of people.
Tony, next time you'll be on with us, we could talk about the book. I'm looking forward to that, brother.
That would be fantastic.
Go Indians.
Guys,
go
Indians. Have a great day, you guys.
All right, Tony, you're awesome. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Father Mark Mary. He'll be talking about Life on the Rocks. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A relentless onslaught of wildfires in Northern California is ravaging wineries, rural towns, and entire neighborhoods. Authorities say at least 10 are dead and at least 100 are injured, and at least 1,500 homes and businesses have been destroyed. All three figures are expected to surge in the coming days as more information is reported. Washington State says it is suing President Donald Trump over his decision to let more employers claiming religious or moral objections opt out of no-cost birth control for women. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who successfully sued to block Trump's initial travel ban earlier this year, announced his latest lawsuit yesterday, just 3 days after the new HHS mandate rules were issued. Ferguson claims the administration's actions violate the First Amendment because it requires individuals to bear the burden of religions to which they don't belong, and the equal protection requirements of the Fifth Amendment because it applies to women but not men. More than a week later, investigators are still stumped about why a high-stakes gambler killed 58 people and wounded hundreds of others at a country music concert. It's an answer they may never find. The FBI and Las Vegas police have sorted through more than 1,000 leads and examined Stephen Paddock's politics, finances, and behavior. But the typical investigative avenues that have helped uncover the motive in past shootings have yielded few clues so far. And a small Arkansas church has been named in honor of a martyred priest from Oklahoma. The Oklahoman reports the Catholic Church in Decatur has been dedicated as a mission and named Blessed Stanley Rother Catholic Church. Bishop Anthony Taylor, bishop of the Diocese of Little Rock, says the church is the first in the world named for Blessed Stanley. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Join us at the Miraculous Medal Shrine for our second annual Spanish Family Celebration in honor of the Feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, November 7th at 6 p.m. Vincentian Bishop Alfonso Cabezas will celebrate Mass. Our celebration will include the Rosary, Novena prayers, a procession, and the anointing of the sick. We are collecting personal care items for the people of Mexico and Puerto Rico. Please visit miraculousmedal.org or Mary's Miraculous Medal Family Facebook page for details. We are located at 500 East Chelten Avenue, Philadelphia.
Ven a celebrar el Día de la Medalla Milagrosa el próximo 7 de noviembre a las 6 de la tarde. Invitado Obispo Alfonso Cabezas. Procesión y rosario, misa, imposición de medallas y consagración. Bendición para los enfermos. Trae tu donación de productos de aseo, hogar y artículos para bebés para México y Puerto Rico. Información mariamedallamilagrosa.org. Facebook, Familia de la Medalla Milagrosa de María. Estamos en la 500 Este Chelten Avenue, Philadelphia.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. 8-year-old Melina George had to wear casts and braces for the first 5 years of her life due to infantile scoliosis. The experience taught her empathy for those enduring health problems, especially her 87-year-old grandmother, Catherine. Catherine has Alzheimer's and was living at St. Anne's Salvatorian Nursing Home. As reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the girl visited her grandmother often, so the two developed a special bond. Melina even decided that she wanted to celebrate her first communion at St. Anne's instead of with her own classmates. Her parish agreed, so Melina enjoyed her special day with Catherine and the other nursing home residents, who she calls her special friends. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Worry your life away. Oh, don't worry your life.
Sparrows by that was Sparrows by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Simek. Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm joined by Dave Parker and Frank Eliason in the studio. At the moment, I think we're having some trouble reaching out to Father Mark. Is that true, guys?
Yes, it is, Gare. We're trying, though. Frank is trying.
Right.
So it's you and I, brother.
You keep trying. You keep trying. Dave, just if you could, you shared some thoughts at the while we were off break. You texted me about something that I neglected to mention about these wildfires that are taking place in California.
Yes.
Just touch on that for a minute, because we want to certainly remember what's going on there and remember these people in our prayers.
Sure. Yeah, it's, you know, I've been following, you know, all the disasters we all have in the news on and off, and just waking up this morning, catching the news. I mean, they in California, those affected by the wildfires are really, really being devastated. And it was, so they need our prayers, and I just want, the Lord put it on my heart to want to say something to our listeners. Let's pray for them. Let's keep them in our prayers. And I'm seeing segments on the news. And this is hitting Napa Valley, and it's, you know, like wine country, and a lot of us know about all that. But I mean, it's still devastating. People's lives are being burned out, literally. And they're, once the fires subside, they go back in, and everything is in ruins. So I, you know, can you imagine what that would feel like, and how devastating and crushing that is? So, yeah, I just felt very strongly about wanting to say something. So, everybody, let's keep them in prayer, and maybe if we can, make, you know, through the Red Cross and donations, just like those folks in Houston and in Louisiana, you know, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Puerto Rico. I mean, we have been we're getting hammered, folks, by all these natural disasters. So there are folks that are really hurting. I mean, in talking, just made me think of Tony, you know, Tony Agnese and his homeless. I mean, there are people that had beautiful homes and small, medium, and large out there, and in California. And then, wow, you know, one day they're there, and the next, you know, 2 days later they're down, burned to the ground. And those people are homeless. You know, where are they going to go? You know,
very good point, Dave.
Yeah. So.
And it's easy to forget that, but as Tony said, we are all part of one family, and we have to remember our brothers and sisters in need. And what better way to do it than through prayer? We saw that example in the gospel today when we saw Jesus praying. And I always like to look at that, and I make this point whenever I'm out speaking, that if Jesus found time to pray, we also have to find time to pray, because it is important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people need our prayers, not only, and not the just the ones in the fire, but those who have, you know, emotional and other spiritual, you know, trials going on and challenges in their lives, all over America, all over the world. So, and you know, we need to go to prayer first and foremost before we have any kind of, I mean, it may be on a topic or because of something in the news in our secular society that, you know, it's dividing us. But above all that, or at the bottom of all that, we need to go to prayer first before we launch with our own personal opinions. We really have to keep it in prayer. So.
Absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, my name is Gary Zimek. I'm here with Dave Parker. You are listening to Spirit of the Morning. We were supposed to have Father Mark Mary on from EWTN. He's one of the Franciscan missionaries of the Eternal Word. Apparently, we're having some troubles connecting with Father Mark. We're going to keep trying. In the meantime, Dave, we were talking with Tony Agnese a few minutes ago about these homeless Bible studies. You're somebody who has participated, and you currently participate in Bible studies. Talk about the importance of this in your life. I know in my life, the Scripture is invaluable, but it wasn't always the case. Once I started reading the Bible and letting the Lord speak to me through the Bible, things changed. I mean, it's very powerful, isn't it?
Oh, it's very powerful. And in a similar way, you know, I was, you know, going to church and mass and things like that. And at St. Francis Cabrini in Fairless Hills, we didn't, for the longest time, we did not have a men's prayer group. But it started about now 4 years ago, and it's thriving. But just being in that setting, it's the, and oh, by the way, it's the first and third Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. But we say we start in centering prayer. But speaking of prayer, we everybody, all these men come together from various, you know, backgrounds, some retired, some not, some still out there doing the battle of work, working in the secular world, and a lot of things weigh heavily on them and on us. So, but when we bring it to prayer and we get centered in the Lord, and then we, you know, we do centering prayer, then we go around the room. Basically, everybody offers up something that they want to pray for, either in their family or for the world situation. And then we go and we launch into the rosary. So it's beautiful. And by doing that, I mean, people come out, we all come out of there like uplifted, basically uplifted, and reaffirmed, and that, you know, yes, God is in charge. Our Lord Jesus is there. Our Mother Mary is there. And, you know, again, where two or more are gathered, you know, so is the Lord. So we come out of there refreshed, redirected back into the, you know, to get back into the battle of and being a prayer warrior and doing good works in the world. What, however each man, you know, goes out into the world and does their good, you know, for their family and for their work family, for those they encounter. So yes, it's very uplifting. Very nice.
Absolutely. So thanks for sharing that, David. Again,
You're
we
welcome.
Tried to connect with Father Mark Mary for some reason, and things happen. We were unable to do so today. We'll make it a point to try to get him on with you as soon as possible.
Well,
I hear a phone ringing in the back.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, Frank is here. Oh, yes, I think we'll get him. Father
hello?
Mark Mary, hello. Is that you? No.
The joy of live radio, gentlemen.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Oh, well, go ahead. We're still we're working on it.
This is live radio at its finest. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for sticking with us here on Spirit in the Morning. Oh man.
We're going to go to a break. We're going to go to a break. We're going to kind of ramp up. And then we'll reestablish contact, okay, folks?
Oh, that sounds good. I like the sounds of that. So we're going to take our usual break and then reestablish contact with Father Mark. Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
Yeah, all right, I like that, Dave.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, the second day of our second year.
Yeah, that's right.
But it happens, folks. It's live radio, right?
It does happen. We will be right back. Stick with us. I promise it's going to get better here on Spirit
God
of the Morning.
God bless everyone. See you on the other side.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
No matter the weather, you're always listening in the sun. It's a great day with Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? presence, or to my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. I'm Gary Zimek. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about the power of the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit work in our lives. Sometimes the Holy Spirit has an even better plan than we do. Actually, all the time, he does. We had some difficulties getting Father Mark Mary on the phone, but we have him with us. However, I want to set this up because I see the Holy Spirit at work here. Holy Spirit's got a master plan. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which I plan to do after the break, is this. It comes from Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. The importance of prayer. When we look at the gospel today, we see it open with Jesus praying, and then he answers the question by his disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. Father Mark Mary from the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word joins us right now, and he has some thoughts about that. Hey, Father Mark, good to have you with us.
Hi, good to talk to you, Gary. Sorry about the confusion there.
Not a problem. See, Father, this was all part of the Holy Spirit's plan.
Oh, good.
Father, if you could, I do want to mention briefly at some point the reincarnation of life on the rock, because that's important news. But if you could maybe share a few thoughts on this gospel, the power of prayer, the fact that Jesus prayed, the fact that he teaches us how to pray. What can we take from this gospel?
Yeah, I was struck by something I read one time about how in his humanity, Jesus knew to pray. He's the Son of God. He's beholding the face of the Father always in his divinity. But in his humanity, he needed to pray, and that it you know, as human beings, we need to pray to have communion with God. And also for Jesus, it expresses his communion with the Father. So it's like living out that reality of his union with the Father. And then, too, that we need to be taught how to pray. He mentions that John the Baptist teaching his disciples how to pray, and that, you know, the church is a treasure trove of experience and learning and reflection about prayer, and that we need to learn that Jesus is inaugurating his kingdom. It's something new, and there's a new prayer for that new kingdom. You know, he's starting something. He's giving us a new relationship with God through him. He's made, you know, we can call God Father in Christ. You know, we're coming to share in his relationship with his Father. So he's teaching us a new prayer, and it's, you know, it's radically new to call God Father like that. I mean, there's some references to God as Father in the Old Testament, but it's, you know, now we're addressing God as Father. But I know Pope Benedict made a point in his books about, you know, Jesus has that relationship by nature. We have it by grace. That in Christ, we're being drawn into that relationship by grace of sonship, that we have access to the Father in Christ. So we're calling him Father, but it's only in Christ, and it's certainly a new thing, you know, for the Israelites there to address God as Father in such a personal way. And
hey, Father,
go ahead, Father.
That's something that we can easily take for granted, the fact that we are able to call God Father. But this was a radical change for the people at the time, right?
Right. They had a strong sense of the absolute transcendence, otherness, all holiness of God, and that, you know, rightly, we're creatures. We don't have the nature of God. You know, we are adopted by grace. We're transformed by grace. Our modernity kind of thinks we're all divine naturally, you know, and our ego. But, you know, humility-wise, we're creatures and sinful creatures. But it's a great expression of God's love for us to be able to call him Father and have us be drawn into that very relationship, you know, in his Son with him.
Give us this day our daily bread. Obviously, there's a message there. I don't like the idea of having to ask for what I need each day. I would prefer if the Lord just gave me what I need for the next 5 years so I could sit back and relax. But there's a message there, right? There's a reason why our Lord said to ask each day for what we need.
Right. I think it also reminds us of the Exodus event, you know, they collect manna for that day. Except I think they collect an extra basket for the Sabbath. But yeah, it's just to live in the moment. Every day we have to depend on God, and we don't want to depend on God. You know, we want to stay in control and call the shots and have the power, but children rely on their Father. So every day we have to depend on him, seek his guidance, seek his will, and let him lead us, you know.
Yeah, and that's the key, and he wants us to be dependent on him. Sometimes we think we're pestering him, but that's what the Lord wants. He wants us to ask for what we need rather than try to do it ourselves. Great gospel message from Jesus. And I think it's a reminder, Father Mark, for us to appreciate the Lord's Prayer and really think about those words. Because I think, Father, sometimes we tend to fly through these prayers because we're so familiar with them and really ignore what the meaning is behind these powerful words.
Right. You're right. I think that is a good prayer just to say that Our Father slowly and let us think in, you know, in each word. That's a good contemplation, so to speak.
Definitely, definitely. Father, we have about 3 minutes left in the program. I want to make sure that we get a blessing from you. But just briefly, if you could, touch on the Life on the Rock, what's going on there.
Yeah, we've made a shorter format. It's about a 15-minute interview. We got a couple, like a video segment and like an introduction segment. A segment I like, too, is we do the interview and then we call it Into the Vineyard. We want to give like a practical tip drawn from the interview about things people could put into practice, you know, that this guest maybe talked about or something. And I like that idea of sending, you know, sending into the vineyard. You know, that's what, you know, we had that parable not too long ago where the landowner, you know, goes to the market square and you too go into my vineyard, you know, different times of the day. And John Paul II said that parable applies especially to the laity. Go into the vineyard. You know, the Lord, the whole creation is God's vineyard. And so it's a show on evangelization, really, on the new evangelization. Mm-hmm. We hope to get people who are out there doing some kind of work in the vineyard, and inspire all of us to go into the vineyard as well and contribute what we can.
Man, it's very much needed, Father. Now, that airs on EWTN television. At what time and what day?
Sundays at 8 p.m. Central, I believe.
Okay.
And then, I want to say Thursday afternoons, I think around 4, at sometime in the middle of the night, one other day, I should know that.
Okay.
you can look it up on the EWTN website.
Sorry to put you on the spot there, Father, but yeah, that's the best thing, EWTN.com. You can find out the exact time. Father Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you on with us. Could you leave us with your blessing today?
May Heavenly Father shine His face upon you. May He give you His peace. And may God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Mark Mary, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. That was Father Mark from the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. Well, boys.
Yeah. Hi, Gary.
Another show in the books.
Absolutely.
Never a doubt. Never a doubt that was all going to work out, right?
Yeah,
it's the beauty of live radio.
I love it. Totally seamless.
Hey,
listeners have no idea.
You're a pro. You did a nice pivot on that one, bro.
Hey, Frank Eliason, something you wanted to mention before we go off the air?
Well, you know, it's really great that, you know, you're able to broadcast from Fargo, North Dakota. And I was going to say, if there's anyone out there that, you know, one of the things I would love to do at some point is buy another piece of, which is called Comrex equipment. It costs about $3,000, which would allow us to do multiple broadcasts from two different locations at one point. That's really great for events.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just putting a quick plea out there. If someone could afford to, I would love for someone to underwrite purchasing one more piece of equipment called
Dedicated
Comrex.
To the Comrex, the new Comrex.
Exactly, which would allow us to, like, if we're going to do the women's conference soon, imagine like being at two different places at that event and be able to broadcast. So broadcast the mass as well as broadcast us talking.
Increases our range at events.
That is correct. It allows us to do a lot more things. So I just want to put that out as a plea. Maybe someone prays on it. And if they could afford to, $3,000 is a lot.
And how could they make that donation, Frank? HolySpiritRadio.org?
HolySpiritRadio.org, or call us at 215-345-1570.
All right, gentlemen, I will see you back in the studio tomorrow. I want to thank everybody for listening to the program. Remember, wherever you go today, the Lord is with you. Just turn around and say hi. This is Gary Zimak. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
God bless. Travel safe, Gary.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating